Hey everyone, welcome back to Rob's Funk and Junk, episode 39. Yeah, the numbers don't seem to be going up that fast. Feels like I've done quite a lot of these now, but I've only done 39. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for watching the last episode. Ray and I had a blast. And thanks for all your kind words. She was, it was fun to have her, have my wife in on the podcast. I think she enjoyed it. Hang on, let me just get this microphone a bit closer. How you doing out there? How's life? What's been going on? Thanks to anyone who also watched my little lesson video. I did a little lesson video the other day. I'm going to start trying to do a few more of those. It's just trying to think of subjects, and bear with me. Just trying to think of little things that I think might be useful to anyone out there watching. And also to anyone who watches, and I had one or two comments going, oh, you missed out the bit about this chord, or it's like, yeah, I'm juggling cameras and microphones and all kinds of stuff and still trying to get used to this filming business. Would you believe that video, the last video that I did, the little teaching video, took me about 10 minutes, it took me about 5 hours to do. So please bear with me. I don't find this stuff easy. It's not the easiest stuff to do. What's been happening? I had a couple of gigs last 2 days, I've got a day of sessions today. And I thought, I just did a session. And I've just been out to clean the chickens, which has been lovely. And I've got another little session to do this afternoon. This sound that I'm trying, that you just heard me play there, this is what I've just used on the last session. It's I've been doing a little Luther Vandross thing. Not for Luther Vandross, bless him, but it was a session of a song that he'd released. I had to do a replay of that session. And the sound was a 335. Which is this 335 going through an amp, which is I'm going through my Princeton, and it's one of my favorite sounds. Back in the 80s, it was early 80s, I think it was 82, this session happened. I don't know when the Dimension D chorus came out. It's the rack mount chorus that a lot of studios used to have. It had four buttons on it. I've got the pedal version of it here, which is awesome. The Boss Wazza pedal, Wazza Craft. But the rack mount version sounds amazing. It used to be that, you know, I think they used to send keyboards and vocals and guitars to it and strings and everything to it. It just is a great widener. I'm using the plug-in version, the Universal Audio plug-in version. And all I'm doing is I've got my guitar plugged in. I'm plugged into my Princeton, which is I'm using my Oxbox, and I've just got like a 2x12 cab on my Oxbox speaker simulator. I haven't got an amp mic'd up in the room. And then I've got my Dimension D plug-in on a bus, and I've got buttons 2 and 4 plugged in, like here. You can press two buttons in, it's like two different choruses at the same time, I believe, or one does one to the other, I'm not sure what it does, but that's the sound I quite like. And then I just send my guitar signal to it. It's true stereo. I've got a smidge of reverb on there as well, which I really like the sound of. And I love it. I love what it does on this kind of thing. It really sounds nice with a 335. Middle selection here, both pickups up full, but you get that nice little bite. Uh, And it really is good on picking parts, widens the sound. It's a true, I think it's true stereo. Please forgive me if I'm wrong. True stereo. Yeah, I love that tone. It's really nice on brushed chords, so like you're playing, like if I'm doing like a B sus 2. This guitar goes out of tune quite a lot. Can we just tune this guitar? It's a real pig to keep in tune, this guitar. So anyone got tips to keep this guitar in tune? I've had it set up by several people. Maybe I should look at, you know, I've seen people talking about the different bridges. Maybe I should just look at a different bridge. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing with guitars, really. Yeah, so what have I been doing? So, yeah, I did that session. I've got another one to do after this. I've just been cleaning out my chickens. I'm having a nice, I'm not copying Tom Bukovac, but I'm having a nice beer. It was quite warm out there, so I've just cleaned out my chickens. So cheers, everyone. I know it's a Monday afternoon, but I, you know, every day's a weekend. So what have I been doing? Yeah, so on my journeys, on my gig journeys, I've been listening to, I checked out the Vertex video with Dan Huff, with Mason, Mason from Vertex interviewing Dan Huff, and he's been sort of leaking these videos bit by bit, but he released a full-length video the other day, and I don't know if anyone knows about Dan Huff, but he is now a sort of a producer in Nashville. And, but before he became like one of the best producers in Nashville, he was a session guitar player, and he played for lots and lots of different people. Like he played for Michael Jackson, Peter Cetera. I think he did some DeBarge stuff, Paula Abdul. He played on lots and lots of things. I mean, go and check him out. He's an amazing player. I think he's on, yeah, he's on a lot of the Shania Twain stuff. I think he played on some of the Shania Twain stuff, but he was talking about a session he did for the producer Mutt Lang, who he went over to, he came over to the UK to do this session, and this session apparently took, like, it was just a really slow recording session. I think he was like 12 hours working on one song. And it made me think about any experiences I've had. I mean, in the video, you have to watch the video. Go and check it out on Mason's site. It's wicked. So much information. And he plays amazing. And, yeah, what a guitar player. But he's talking about how long this session took. And I sort of, it reminded me of a session that I did a very long time ago, probably about 25 years ago now. For a producer, where I had to work on one song. I was hired to do an album for this artist. I'm not going to say who the artist was, but I kind of lived at this artist's house for about, on and off for about a year, producing, working on this album. And I was like the in-house guitar player that I sort of helped throughout the whole album, sort of playing the guitar parts. There was a little production team, and I suppose I was part of that team because I was sort of there to help co-write some of the songs and play guitar parts. Anyway, I did this one particular song that my memory of it, and it could be slightly different from this, but my memory of this one song, I remember recording it for 3 days. I was set up in one room in the house. I was doing acoustic guitar parts. It was basically this producer who will remain nameless. I don't know if he's still around. I haven't heard of his, haven't heard about him since then, really. Other than stories that are a bit like this. He had me set up in a room. I was doing acoustic guitar. I had a microphone in front of me. I was set up in another room over the other side of the house, basically a massive sort of dining hall. It was a large house, a lovely house actually. Set up in this dining hall with a microphone in front of me, a pair of cans and an acoustic guitar. And the studio, the control room was way over the other side of the building. So I would sit there for 3 hours at a time, recording this one song to a click, which was like a cowbell with a wood block or something, cowbell or a wood block. There was no song, I had the arrangement. I'm the first instrument that's going down. And I had to do this to a click. And I can pretty much remember the song. I'll play you basically what the chord sequence was, right? Two, three, four. Two, three, four. So yeah, it's very, very simple. C to F, C to F, D minor to G, C to F. And I did this for 3 days, just to a click track. And I know my timing is pretty okay. You know, I'm kind of okay. I'm quite comfortable with my timing to a click, but I would sort of just be in isolation in this room and just hearing them, the producer, giving me feedback through my headphones. And it was quite a cold room as well. And I just remember thinking I was the worst guitar player in the world. After 3 days, my confidence levels were completely mashed. I just didn't think I could do it. I was like, what's going on? The feeling in my third finger, the tip of my third finger, was numb for months after it, because I was playing an old Martin acoustic. And then I subsequently found out that they'd also got three other guitar players to do this session as well for this song. I don't mind naming who the other guitar players were. This was after me. It was Neil Taylor, who is an amazing guitar player, played for Tears for Fears and Robbie Williams. There's a guy called Jez, who plays for the Doves. And also a guy called Adam Seymour, who plays for the Pretenders, right? Three amazing guitar players. And I subsequently spoke to two of them about this session. And they said, yeah, they went through the same thing, the same kind of lengthy session for that one song with a very, very simple part. And no other part of the song was recorded. It was just that acoustic guitar. Anyway, I was still involved in making the record. They came back to me and we revisited the song. I hadn't heard that the other guitar players had been asked to do this. I then had another go at it. And, I obviously wanted to get it right. But as far as I knew, I was getting it right. Every single take, I was just playing it and nailing it. Every single take. 3 days. 3 days. Even the artist was looking at me going, what's going on? What's going on? He didn't understand what was going on either. But with every take, my confidence was getting smashed. I was feeling smaller and smaller. Anyway, eventually the producer said, oh, we've got it. We've got it. And then he said, right, let's, after I got the whole take of the song in a place where he liked it, I'd go into the control room and he would be looking at the waveform on the grid to see. He was like, he was going, yeah, in the first chorus, you're slightly ahead of the click there of the grid. And I was completely dumbstruck. I had no idea what was going on at all. Massive lesson for me. Anyway, once he decided he was happy with the take, he said, eventually, later on in the album, he said, right, let's double it. So I have to double the acoustic part with another acoustic. And it was the same thing. I would double the acoustic part with a different acoustic guitar, trying different plectrums, and I would double it maybe two bars at a time. He had me take after take to get two bars at a time. Which was hilarious. And then we finished the album and that song didn't even end up. Well, no, the album didn't get released. Only two songs from that whole year of sessions were used and were ever released on another album. But that song was never, it never saw the light of day. It didn't come out ever. So yeah, Session from Hell. That was a session from hell. And I did learn from it. It was a great thing to learn in that I would never, I just wouldn't put myself through that again for the sake of a song. But yeah, anyone out there that's doing sessions and you can't get it right, just stick with it. But have some dignity if you can. If you can keep some dignity, that's good. Yeah. I've had one or two like that in my early days of doing recording where I just wanted to get it right so badly that I was willing to sort of jump through hoops. But yeah, it's it just made me think of that session. I think about that all the time, that session, about how strange it was and how my confidence really suffered after that. But yeah, I just thought you might like to hear that one. Yeah, interesting one. What else has been happening? What am I doing? So I'm here, I'm at home this week. I have a gig on Thursday night. What day is it today? It's Monday the 8th. On Thursday the, will that be the 11th, I believe? Yeah, it'll be the 11th, I think. Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, 9th, yeah, 11th. I am playing with Trionic, my band, along with Ivan and Paul. Not my band, our band. We're playing at the Jam House in Birmingham on the 11th of April. So if you're around and you want to come down or up, wherever you are, come and see Trionic play. Want to fill the room if we can. I'm going to spend the rest of this week relearning all the songs that I've written with Trionic because I can't remember them. It's been a while since we played and I've played 1,000 other songs in between now and the last gig. And then next week I'm off to Spain to do a week of teaching for Elite Music Camps, which I'm really looking forward to. It's going to be fun. I've got a lovely bunch of students who are all returning from previous camps. Another thing that's I don't know whether I've announced this yet on here, but Paul and I are doing a Boom and Twang in Tuscany in Italy in October. So hit me up if you'd be interested in coming to that, coming along to spend a week with myself and Paul in the most amazing setting in Tuscany. I'm really excited about it. We're doing it for Guitar Breaks. So if you're interested, check out the Guitar Breaks website. Just search Guitar Breaks on the old Google machine. And or drop me a line, and if I can, I'll get back to you and give you the link. But yeah, it's going to be in October. I can't remember the dates off the top of my head. I should know, but I'll announce it next week as well. I'm going to try and do a podcast next week while I'm in Spain. Thanks to anyone who watched my last little video lesson Thanks to anyone who's joined my channel on YouTube or is listening to the podcast. As you noticed on this podcast, I'm giving the little theme tune a break because it's been getting on my nerves a bit. If you missed the theme tune, let me know in the comments below. The little theme tune at the start and at the end of the podcast, I'm giving it a break. It's like, you know, I don't know whether it's getting on my nerves or it's getting on anyone else's nerves. But yeah, thanks for listening. Any questions, drop me a line at robsfunkandjunk@gmail.com. As I said, thanks for tuning in. Stay safe out there and look after yourself. This is a quick one today because I've got another session to get on with. But take care. Bye all.